This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Wanted: lawyers that fight, not surrender. The backstory is simple. Trump attacked some big law firms that were on his enemies list early on his second term revenge tour. They'd hired lawyers who had opposed him or been part of investigations. Some had represented immigrant and other groups opposing his policies. He ordered lawyers from the firms to be stripped of security clearances, barred from entry to public agencies, and left off the list for future government business. Some didn't so much as run for cover as immediately wave a white flag and crawl to the White House or other Trump whispers trying to make a deal. The deals ended up being almost $1 billion in free pro bono work on issues that some think will be mutually decided and Trump and some of his top aides think will be by his dictates. Four big firms pushed back and filed suit, claiming that the president's moves breached their free speech along with other constitutional violations. To date, federal judges haven't blinked and have blocked Trump's attack on these firms, making them all winners. The firms that bent the knee rationalized that it was a business decision. They would lose contracts, being sanctioned, they argued they would lose some of their partners and ability to recruit new lawyers while under attack. For some, their government business was existential. Doing so, many ended up reaping the whirlwind internally. Some partners left, rejecting the surrender to start new firms. Young associates circulated petitions. Hundreds of law firms signed letters supporting the firms that stood tall and deriding the ones who caved in. Big corporate clients are also having a say on these diametrically opposed strategies. The Wall Street Journal reports that a big private equity firm run by mega Republican donors have held meetings with groups of lawyers saying in not so veiled terms that when they hire lawyers, they're looking for firms that are up for a fight, not a group of lawyers that would buck and run at the first signs of conflict. The list is long. At least 11 big companies are moving away from law firms that settled with the administration or are giving or intend to give more business to firms that have been targeted but refuse to strike deals, according to general counsels at those companies and other people familiar with those decisions. Among them are technology giant Oracle, investment bank Morgan Stanley, an airline, and a pharmaceutical company. Microsoft expressed reservations about working with a firm that struck a deal, and another such firm stopped representing McDonald's in a case a few months before a scheduled trial. In interviews, general counsels expressed concern about whether they could trust law firms that struck deals to fight for them in court and in negotiating big deals if they weren't willing to stand up for themselves against Trump. The general counsel of a manufacturer of medical supplies said that if firms facing White House pressure don't have a hard line, they don't have any line at all. It turns out there are consequences. Don't shed too many tears for these mega firms, because many will keep a long and rich client list of companies that are trying to curry favor with the White House, like Meta, Apple, Amazon, and similar supplicants. It really shouldn't be a hard call. Who wants a lawyer who isn't fighting for them and is afraid of every barking dog? Not me. How about you? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.